Good evening. Welcome to the Squirrel Report.
Hello, friendly peoples.
And squirrels.
You know, I found out today that people are still listening to that other podcast we used to do.
Yeah, that's...
Why do you keep bringing that up?
8 years later.
Oh, my gosh.
And people are still listening to
it. You know, I wonder... You know, the first podcast I used to do, remember that one?
The one that shall not be named?
The one that shall not be named.
I guest hosted on that a couple of times.
I know, you were fantastic.
I'm just saying.
You came through like a champ for that. But I wonder if anybody, is that even still available? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I
haven't thought about that in about a decade.
Yeah, right? So much water under the bridge. I mean, it's just like crazy. It's like, I think about the person I was at that point in my life. And that was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So different. And the world is so different. And the internet is so different. I mean, I remember doing what we did the other show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
And...
Does that even exist anymore?
You know, I don't know, because at a certain point it was a free service and everybody was using Blog Talk Radio, right. And then they decided to charge people.
Right.
Does still exist.
Does it? Well, it was kind of the thing that, I mean, among a number of other issues, it was kind of one of the things that was like, well, this is really not. You know, this is not happening anymore. Kind of killed the show on a certain level. So, again, among other things. But, the internet was, I mean, like MySpace was still a thing then. And
it was still practically dial-up.
Yeah, it really was.
You know.
We got high-speed internet in 2003. I just remember because that's the year my daughter was born. So it was only 6 years after.
Yeah, but what was your high? What was high speed in 2003, Jay?
Well, yeah, yes.
Was it like an ADSL line, or was it an actual cable modem? Or
an actual cable modem in 03.
Did you get like a whole meg down?
Oh, I don't. I have no clue.
Or two.
All I know is it was 150 billion times faster than the 4K I was getting out of my modem.
Yeah, so. For sure. Oh, boy, you know, it really had, that was pre-iPhone, pre-i-thing.
Pre-iPod Touch.
Oh, God.
But I remember I had an iPod Touch at Charlotte in 2010.
And that was a cool thing.
That was really cool. I was like, oh, my gosh. They had the iPhones, but they were, like, psychotically expensive and the
really
plans.
Really limited.
Yeah.
That was like almost pre-app days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How far we've come. Once again, we sound like the old people. Back in the day.
So, you're the young person. You're the token young person, Britta.
Well, I remember like back in the day, you know, the start of the podcasting, I was sitting down in my basement. I was still like poking away on like this crappy old desktop that we got from my, I think yeah, we got it from my brother, and it had been through a fire and it still somehow worked, and we kind of connected a new monitor to it, and I don't know, but it was just
I remember that thing.
Yeah, crazy. So yeah, how far I've come. Now I'm doing podcasts on my iPhone
and it works great.
Works great. Thank you, Apple. How was everybody's week?
It's been interesting.
Oh?
Oh, just busy. Yeah, it's nothing bad. It's all...
Oh, well, that's good.
Busy. Yeah, this is just a busy time of the year for us.
At work?
At work, yeah. We have our largest issue of the year.
Oh.
We're working on it now. It won't come out until annual meeting.
Right.
We have our, it's no secret. We do a gun guide every year. We collect information on some of the new offerings for 2019, or, you know, every year. And it's just, we had 100 and, well, I'm not going to say, but we had a lot. We had the most we've ever had this year. So, and it's just, it's a lot to keep, you know, we have to get information and images from our industry, you know, people in the industry, and it, there's a lot of behind the scenes hocus pocus, but it's a lot of juggling. There's a lot of stuff to keep straight, and it's taxing.
I bet.
Imagine doing it before digital.
Oh, we have folks who've been there since before digital. The stories, it's
literal cut and paste, or no?
Literal cut and paste, yeah.
1 hour photo masks where they would have
Wow.
They would have to literally do a photo session, run the film to the 1 hour development, bring it back, check everything out. It's a completely different world.
Yep. Yeah.
Just an absolutely completely different world. And I can't imagine doing that. You know, it's so alien, really, to think that this is how it was done for decades.
Oh, yeah. One of my photography jobs when I was in college was working for one of the town newspapers.
Yeah.
And, they were doing layouts, you know, on, you know, they weren't doing like the hot shot lithography like the giant papers did, but they'd lay out everything, you know, with like, and they would like cut pieces and use, you know, paste and glue. And, you know, looking back on that, it just seems like the equivalent of cranking the Gutenberg press
right.
on a sheet of paper, you know. It's just,
it's like drilling holes in the skull to let the evil spirits
out. Yeah, it's crazy. Medical,
which I hear Obamacare is bringing us back to, but
yeah. They might.
Sorry, I poured a really big glass of Maker's Mark. So this will get more interesting as the night wears on.
So it's not a workout day then?
No. Well, I put in extra time on the treadmill.
Won't be anymore.
Okay. Not anymore.
No, there's no more. There is no lifting heavy things. Although, ironically, you know, quarter of a glass in and my shoulder don't hurt no more.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. It's a good muscle relaxant, that's for sure.
It's actually a better muscle relaxant than the muscle relaxants, because it's
slightly less habit forming for some. For others, it's not.
if you drink too much, you still feel like shit in the morning, though. So
That's true. There will be a lot of water. That's not a problem. That's the good thing. When I have my protein bars, it's like, you know, 30 ounces of water with them. So
no, you kind of have to.
Yeah. They're really dry, but I found some that I can live with. The Clif bars are particularly tasty.
Those are good.
Now it's like, yeah, the fitness geeking out.
Yeah.
We usually get the pure protein. We sometimes find them at the warehouse club, but I guess I'm at Walmart today and they're really high in protein. They're like 30 grams, which is pretty high for protein bars.
Awfully high. The Clif bar me, and you get to a point where it's, you know, pretty much compressed, you know, particle board. Yeah. they just
were really awful.
What,
yeah.
At what point do you just say fuck it and eat jerky?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Because that's like 100% protein. You don't want
sweet all the time, because the protein bars are all really super sweet. Oh, yeah. I've always said, like, why don't they make like savory protein bars? I've wondered that too. Parmesan garlic would be good. You like, you know, work like on a, that. Like, but they're all like chocolate peanut butter and chocolate salted caramel and
like a bacon nut bar would be awesome.
I think that's like, called jerky.
With salt and fat and no sweet, no nothing.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be delicious.
Again, just go for jerky at that point.
Jerky's so expensive, though.
No, I'm hungry. Yeah. It's one of those things I wish I had. Well, I feel good. I should get a setup.
What'd you have for dinner, Jay?
Make your own jerky?
We had chicken and rice.
Nice.
It's hey, that's a, what I had.
Chicken rice and green. It's a staple.
I made meatloaf.
Very nice.
Yeah, well. I actually made 4 pounds of meatloaf. I was at the store with my mother today. By the way, my mom is doing great.
Awesome.
She put on real clothes today and we went to the store. So progress. But so we were at the store and I was like getting the meat for the meatloaf. And I was like, you know, do you think this is enough, Mom? She's like, no, just get more. Like, it's, I already have like 2 pounds of meat here, Mom. That's like, you know, that's a sizable meatloaf. She's like, no, just get more. So I ended up making 4 pounds of meatloaf.
Awesome.
Well, meatloaf,
which is
also,
we have an entire meatloaf left over. So
I think meatloaf is one of those things that tastes better after it's been reheated.
I love meatloaf.
I don't know about better, but it's certainly as good.
Yeah, meatloaf sandwiches. Oh man.
Everybody loves the sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Mom made homemade bread, and it's
nice.
Really good. It's the one time I'll like just capriciously eat carbs. I'm like, no, Mom's bread. Sorry, Brita.
No, hey.
But
oh well, I understand.
Now, I have a question for you on the meatloaf, Brita. Do you have one of those KitchenAid mixers?
I do.
Have you kneaded the meatloaf in the mixer?
No.
You need to try.
No, you use your hand, Jay.
Oh, you need? Oh, no, seriously, give it a try.
What? Because
you'll be amazed. It's so even. It's
Jay.
It's I'm telling you.
What?
No, it sounds crazy to me. It sounds like crazy talk.
Yeah, I know until I did it.
What blade do you use in the KitchenAid? Do you use like the dough hook or do you use the spade thing or what do you?
The spade.
Alan has a KitchenAid. Now he's going to make meatloaf in his KitchenAid.
I'm telling you, you get it all mixed up. You get it mixed up. You put it in the bowl and you let it go. God, I'd have to check, but it's like 10 or 15 minutes and it's a uniform consistency.
Nice. I am making a face at you.
It got horrible.
I am just scandalized.
Sometimes there are shortcuts that actually turn out better.
Scandalized, Jay.
Thing I always ran into is, you know, you start kneading the meatloaf and it's like, I'm doing great. And it's like, God, my hands really fucking hurt. You know, it's one of those things that the arthritis kicks in and you're like, God. All right, I'm supposed to do this for what, 10 minutes? I'm like, it's been 3. Okay, good enough. And you know, then you've got meatloaf with giant chunks of raw meat in it. You're like, well.
This is a whole new concept for me. You got to knead that meat until your hand is numb. Like, because the meat is so cold, and then it like the cold transfers to your hand, and your hand goes numb and you got to run it under the warm water to thaw out your hand.
I always do that when we make turkey.
Yeah.
Like no matter how long I defrost the turkey, I could leave the turkey out in the sun for 3 months.
It's still frozen in the middle.
Yep.
Damn turkeys. Anyway, I think if you kill them in the field and pluck them, there's like a frozen spot in the middle of them. Just saying.
Refrozen.
Just seems that way. You ever hold it open and like you're like forcing water down the inside of it to try to thaw out the middle?
You just soak it in the sink. You kind of like submerge it.
Got this
or you buy a fresh turkey.
Yeah. We will probably do that in the coming month or the coming years when there's only 3 of us for Thanksgiving.
Or you just skip turkey and go for pizza or something else.
Or spam.
Steaks.
No, not spam. I'm sorry. Tofurkey.
No.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Unacceptable.
No.
I have only ever eaten tofu by mistake.
I like tofu in certain applications.
I am not a fan.
It's kind of flavorless. wireless, and it kind of like absorbs whatever you have it with.
And
but
if,
have you ever seen a tofurkey?
Tofurkey. If you've ever had tofu when you thought it was cubed chicken, it is just like the biggest letdown.
Oh, no. Like, yeah, that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has to be like intentional. Don't try, yeah. try to trick me with your tofu, because, yeah.
It was not fun. It was like, oh my God, what am I eating? There's nothing there. Ouch.
So what else is going on this week, guys?
Well, we had numerous Democratic presidential candidates attempt to, I don't know what they were doing, but I think it involved a gym, maybe?
You know what it reminded me of? Those idiotic challenges that pop up on like YouTube and stuff, where the dumbass kids eat like a Tide Pod or jump out of their car and dance on the road and get run over and all that kind of stupid stuff. It's like one dumbass politician puts a video of themselves working out, and then every other dumbass politician has to do the same thing.
And most of them look like they have never been in a gym ever. Like, basically, they were looking at the weights like Hillary Clinton looks at balloons.
Yeah. Dukakis in a tank. Obama yes. on a bicycle.
Yes.
Beto lifting weights.
Oh, my God. Beto, bless his heart. Oh, honey.
That was, like, physically painful.
Was,
to
Was it Gillibrand that did the other workout?
Yeah, course? Actually, she was doing okay.
I was going to say.
Those were, like.
She looked more, you know, she looked like she knew
well,
what she
I
was
wonder,
doing more
like,
than he did.
Did she see Beto's, video and say, oh, I could kick his ass, and then posted hers? Like, what was the timeline on that?
Actually, yeah. Anybody that saw Beto's video would say, oh, I could kick his ass.
Does he not have someone who says, no, Beto?
I think it's the same people that told Elizabeth Warren to release her DNA results. It's got to be.
Ooh, speaking of DNA results.
Oh.
Welcome, Alan.
Brita got her mom to do the 23andMe, and when her mom did it.
All right. So when one of your parents does, apparently, I still don't believe this, kind of. I'm kind of like. A little bit skeptical about what happened. So my mom did her 23andMe, and it came back and no surprises for whatsoever. It was all pretty much, you know, you're Irish, she's got the French German thing thrown in there, and, probably like every American.
And they think you're related, so that's good.
And they pegged her as my mother, which is great, you know. However, when one of your parents does 23andMe, they all also kind of reevaluate or recalculate your DNA in comparison. I'm not sure how it works. Anyway, so I happened to go on 23andMe. I was like, oh, my mom did her thing, and I'm going to look and see, you know, what happened to mine and, you know, see us in comparison. And then all of a sudden, like, I get to the front page of 23andMe and my results have changed.
Uh-oh.
And it says, let me read it here. And it says that your DNA suggests that you're 84.3 British and Irish with ancestry from two other populations. I was like, wait, that looks different. So I clicked it and I go over to it and it says, okay, British and Irish, French and German, Scandinavian. Okay. Broadly Northwest European, broadly European. Okay. That's normal, same, same. And then at the bottom, 0.1%, which is basically nothing. East
Elizabeth
Asian
Warren.
And Native American. Yeah, I know. But it says East Asian and Native American. And I thought, all of a sudden, I thought, oh, there's that Native American thing that, like, my family talks about that is, like, rumored, oh, you know, you're the lost Cherokee princess or something. But, which I clearly am not. But, so I click the thing and it goes underneath it. It says, it does not say Native American. It says broadly Chinese and Southeast Asian.
Ho ching ti chao.
What?
Well, there you go.
No.
I was Brita Chinese. Unless, oh my gosh, Brita, you know what happened.
What happened?
Somewhere along the way, Irish ancestors and the Chinese immigrants who built the railroad.
What? No.
Could be. You know, they met up in Utah, you know, when they did the Golden Spike.
None of my Irish fans.
The Chinese railroad workers and the Irish railroad workers, they met up. So
none of my family came from that. They never.
Yeah, but somebody could have gone back home. You don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
They could have said, fuck this American shit and gone back to Ireland just in time for the famine.
Yep.
Stayed there like idiots.
Yeah.
Little Chinese baby. Just like, ooh-ho!
Yeah, well, it's weird. And I just kind of am thinking, like, this kind of is, I'm skeptical.
I'm disappointed because I really wanted to call you Brita Hontas.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know. It still could. I mean, obviously, they update your ancestry. When they get new information, they will update your ancestry and kind of refine stuff. They do that all the time, but I mean, it could change. I don't know, but I was like, how am I Chinese? Like knowing my family history, where everybody was in Ireland forever, and then came from Ireland west to the east coast of the United States.
And it doesn't show up on your mom's?
Huh.
It does. It's on my mom's side.
Okay.
Oh, there so the Chinese is on hers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe just your mom really likes egg rolls.
Well, your mom's.
I don't know. My mom loves Chinese food.
Your mom's family is the ones that some of them were from, like the U.S. That's where you're like the German and French and stuff comes in. Right.
On my grandfather's side, my mom's father, the first person to have come over from Ireland was right before the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
Well, so,
that far back, I don't know. It could have mixed with anything.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Hey.
But of course, now my mom's like, well, you know where the brown eyes come from.
Yeah. If it's accurate, yeah.
But they say that at a percentage of like 0.1, it's right. Basically like you have a chunk of really old DNA, which could go back to like, you know, on the steppes of Eurasia with the, you know, in Siberia or, you know, whatever. So,
You know what? It could also be Mongols.
It could be. You know, there's no way of knowing.
You could be related to Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
That's right.
That would be very cool and explain the predilection for blades.
And heads on pikes.
Yes. Well, the heads on pikes are a good idea just anyway.
Yeah. So
there's
my DNA update. It was really pretty weird. So.
So it strengthens the tie to Firefly, Brita, the Chinese, I'm telling
what?
You.
Oh, yeah. We got to do another Firefly this Sunday.
Yeah, we should. It's been a while.
Yeah. Right. And we haven't finished all the episodes, so we need to do that.
Put it on your calendar, people. Hurry up
on to season 2. Don't.
Wah.
Wah. Wah. Too soon? Sorry.
It's always too soon.
Yeah. The anime.
How can you have a season 2, though, without Wash? Did I give away a spoiler, or has everybody seen this?
I think after this long.
I believe that was, 2006? So it's like 13 years, you're pretty good, you know? And by the way, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. So there we
go. Damn it, Jay!
And the playing game is actually a man.
And the Titanic sunk.
The Titanic sunk, and Pearl Harbor gets attacked.
There you go.
We've given everything away.
Fuck.
Oh, guys.
You ruined it for me.
That's right. We are like that. We ruin everything.
I am happy. Excuse me.
I'm happy you're
The there was a major Hollywood announcement.
And did I hear about this? I don't think so.
I don't know. Is it major major Hollywood announcement that Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter have announced a new Bill and Ted movie?
No, no.
Yep.
Three.
Yep. Yep.
Although I know it should be called Bill and Ted 2 because Bill and Ted 2 never happened. Much like Ghostbusters 2 and Blues Brothers 2000 never happened.
Bill S. Oh, come Preston on. Esquire they're way too and Ted old Theodore now. Logan will ride again. They are approaching the age that what's his name was when he did it. The comedian guy, you know, the one that was
Carlin.
Yeah, George Carlin.
Rufus.
Yeah. Who won't be in the movie.
No.
Because he's dead. Will
not. Yes.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Funny? Okay. I can understand that Alex Winter's on board because he's basically done nothing ever since. But Keanu Reeves, who started off rough, but he the John Wick and all that kind of stuff. He's a lead money making guy now. And
I don't think he gives a shit.
I'm sure he doesn't give a shit.
Why does he care?
He's probably happy to do this again and thinks it's fun, but everything I've heard about, Keanu Reeves is he's a really great guy. He's one of the few people in Hollywood that's not a jerk.
Or he has really. We good have PR. Never seen John Wick, and everybody says John Wick is like a great gun movie because Keanu Reeves made a point to do IDPA and stuff.
Yes, he did.
He actually trained with Terran Tactical.
Really?
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's if you're a gun person, it's one of those movies you can watch and not be reflexive. Annoyed at the mistakes. So because yes. There really aren't any. So yeah,
I almost wonder if he did it just to kind of help poor Alex Winter out. He's like, yeah, this poor dude.
He might have. You never know.
Because it's kind of like he's got to look at that and be like, okay, look at my career from Bill and Ted's, and then look at Alex. He's done some voice work and he's directed some stuff, and other than that he is the other guy from Bill and Ted,
right?
Like if he's lucky people will remember that he was Bill,
Well, it's like what's what was that show?
Three Stooges. Alex Winter is
it was temp. It's like that. Remember the TV show Bosom Buddies?
Oh, great.
With Tom Hanks and that other guy.
Peter Scolari would actually go on to minor fame as the boyfriend of Stephanie on Newhart.
Yeah, but come on.
Other than that, yeah, pretty much. Other than that, it was
versus Tom Hanks. I mean, come on.
Right.
So yeah,
not quite as forgettable as Alex Winter, but damn close.
I enjoyed. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I enjoyed the original, the first movie. The second one, like you said, there was no second movie. It's kind of like the second Highlander. There was no second Highlander.
It's hard for me because it came out in 89, so it was like. At the height of, I'm still a teenager, so it's still like the movies you see as a teen, that kind of dumb, '80s movie, and so naturally it stick, and it was such a pop culture phenomenon, Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan. It's just such a. I mean, it was just dumb.
Yeah,
but it was. Dumb, and you could like fun dumb, beef oven. Yeah. I haven't seen it in probably 30 years.
Well, now you have to go watch it.
I'm afraid
it ages well.
I'm afraid to because sometimes they don't. And it's like, it's heartbreaking to see a movie that you loved and just loved and watched over and over again. And then you watch it later and you're like, oh my God, this is awful.
I don't know. Bruce Willis,
The Last Boy Scout is a perfect example. Loved that movie when it came out. Damon Wayans, Bruce Willis, it's great, lots of action. I watched it and it was like, oh my God, this is absolute shit.
Huh.
It just didn't hold up well.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since it was originally out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like afraid that, you know, some of them, you know, I'll throw out Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Die
Hard holds up.
Very
time
clearly.
Time after time.
Yes. You know, they're very clearly dated in that, you know, there's smoking shown. So you know that that's, oh my right. God, that's
and old. No TSA. And
well, I mean, that was pure Hollywood. Because guess what didn't happen? You didn't just walk aboard a plane with a gun, even if you were a cop.
Back then you could.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, if you had a badge and a... Yeah.
No, you couldn't. My dad pulled the head of the Boston PD off a plane at gun. Yes.
Wow.
Dad worked at Logan Airport.
I thought back then they could just like, you know, hey, I got a badge, I'm good.
Nope, even with a badge, you didn't get on board a plane with a gun.
That's post metal detector.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure there was a time where they didn't care, but it just, no. I mean, I'm sure if you had whatever training, blah, 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 it was more common. But even police officers, like I distinctly remember Dad telling stories of, you know, I don't care if you're the Queen of England, you're not getting on board my plane with a gun.
Yeah, but your dad seems like one of those like hard ass rule kind of guys, too.
May very well. And I'm sure it varied from place to place. Yeah. You know, that certain areas they would, you know, in certain police departments, it'd be a wink and a nod, but it was not standard operating procedure.
I remember back when you could go get on a plane without walking through a metal detector.
Oh, yeah. Oh, metal detector?
Yep.
Metal detector. Yep. I've always had to go through a metal detector.
No, I remember.
But I mean, you also remember Zeppelins, so
I remember the first airplane flight I remember taking was it was a Douglas DC-8 on Eastern Airlines from Greensboro, North Carolina to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
It was not even a jet.
I was going to say, that had propellers, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I have never flown on a plane with propellers.
Really? Wow.
Never have I.
Hmm. Well, you know what? You really can't tell the difference.
Yeah. It's loud. It's
If anything, they're louder than jets because you're, you know, the sound's pushing back at you instead of, you know, behind you, so... Ah, the good old days. I remember this was back in it was back when the stewardesses were picked for their looks, and you know they gave the kids like little like pilot wings and stuff like. I mean, it was like, you know.
Do you like movies about gladiators, Bill?
That's what it reminds me of.
Yep.
I heard a cat.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
That was Una.
I know. I was going to say that wasn't Tig.
Her one appearance on the show.
Thank you.
I guess everybody's hungry today.
You haven't fed those poor cats in at least 20 minutes.
And they haven't had any cookies or anything.
Cookie?
They get the little cat. T-R-E-A-T's.
You can't say it.
You can't say the word.
So, what do you you want to put bets on the perpetrator of the Jewish cemetery graffiti.
I don't think.
High school boys.
Did you see that one, Brita?
I saw it. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I don't believe it. Okay. First of all, a bunch of racist Republicans in Massachusetts.
Yes, exactly.
That's what made me laugh. This is MAGA country in Massachusetts. Are you serious?
What, all four Republicans in the entire fucking state got
together and decided they were going to be racists.
Against Jews.
Oh, boy.
But
yeah, against Jews.
Is the even more puzzling part because, okay, that makes sense.
Well, let's see. Which party is the ones that are anti-Semites? That's going to be the Democrats.
Semites.
Which party believes in useless gestures?
Yeah.
Not the Republicans.
Right out of casting. Don't forget. It's transparent to the point of, not invisibility.
Yeah.
It's just no. It didn't happen. Did not happen.
Oh, it happened, but it was done by said, it was stupid kids or it was lefty Democrats or something. Or they'll find it was the guy that takes care of mows the grass out there or something, you know. I mean, that's what it always is.
Yeah.
Politician who, wants more exposure.
Yeah. Was there graffiti on the headstones that implied that it was done by Republicans?
There was reported to be one that said, "This is MAGA country."
Right. Oh, for God's sake. Like in Chicago then,
yes,
right?
Right.
Like verbatim from Chicago.
Yeah.
Not just a little.
Really?
Hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like Massachusetts. It's you cannot find an area less MAGA country than Massachusetts. This is a state where the state legislature is like 90%+ Democrat.
It's the more Democrat than California, for God's sake.
Yes. It's a state where if half of the Democrats didn't show up, they would still pass anything they wanted with it.
Sorry.
And you expect me to believe that there are enough people, that there's this massive anti-Semitic conspiracy. Okay, pull the other one. It's got bells on it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though, and it's funny to me. Maybe it's like the lack of literacy in childhood, but like has no one read the Boy Who Cried Wolf?
Yeah.
Because at a certain point, people stop believing you.
No, they haven't read it.
I'm sure they haven't. Kids don't read, please. Oh, Jay, that brings up your story.
I was just going to say, what a perfect segue.
It was a completely unintentional segue, but there it is.
That was pretty damn awesome, Brita.
Sorry.
No, that's great. That was great. Yes, in addition to not being able to read, especially in cursive, they apparently also cannot read analog clocks.
Well, I can tell you that for sure. They kids cannot read analog clocks. I see it every day at the library.
It was a story. It was out of England, but if you don't think it's headed here,
of course, I'll
still be for you. But where they're actually taking the analog clocks out of classrooms because the kids can't read them.
Now we've talked about this sort of thing before. I mean, about kids not being able to read analog clocks, but the actual removing clocks, I think, is new. I don't think.
Yeah.
Last time we talked about it, it was just like some survey or something that's, kids can't tell time. But now it's like, oh, yeah, we got to get rid of the clocks because they can't,
Well, not only can they not read time, but no one is teaching them, right. Which I think is more important,
Agreed. They've decided that it's just not worth the time.
It's not worth it because everything's digital and you try to. This is what happens when a kid comes up and he wants to sign up for a computer. And I tell him you have to put down your name and the time and the computer number that you're signing up for. Okay, fine. So the boy will write in everything or girl. God, how sexist of me. But they'll write everything in and then they'll get to the time part and they'll say, what time is it? And there is literally a clock right over, like behind me over my shoulder. And so I point over my shoulder. I said, there's a clock. And I would say 8 out of 10 times the kid says, I can't read a clock.
It'd be like, yeah.
And I say, well, I guess it's time to learn then, right?
You go learn.
And then they reach into their pocket and they pull out their cell phone.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I wonder. But,
you know, digital people need to know that digital is not like fail safe.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
You know, if your phone dies or if whatever, you know, happens, you know, big, the Apple thing, like, has a big giant fart and, like, everything goes kablooey, how are you going to know what time it is or what day it is or, you know, whatever? Well, analog exists for a reason.
You know, to me, analog also does a much better job of representing the proportionality of time.
Oh, please, Alan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It does.
I mean, yes, I'm with you. It absolutely does, because you can look at a clock and you know, you can say to yourself, oh, okay, it's quarter till. Right. And you get the sense of, like, what does a quarter of an hour feel like? Right. Or what does it look like on an analog clock? Because you have, you know, it's a quarter of an hour. It's a quarter of that little circle. So it gives you, like, a physical sense of time.
Yep.
And I totally agree with you there. But nobody cares, Alan.
Well, they should.
Yes, I agree. But they don't.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, because there's going to be, you know, how many generations before nobody can read cursive writing anymore and nobody can read.
Oh, that's already starting. Clock, that's already nobody, starting.
You know.
Yeah.
Alan, the number is one.
Nobody can actually even read anymore because stuff is read to them on their phones or their computers.
Yep.
You know, the reading. Yep. Reading. It's like an Idiocracy. What are you, a smart guy? You know, yep. Reading. Nobody reads.
Yep.
Yeah.
It again, Idiocracy was a handbook.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, somebody was going to make Idiocracy, and I don't know. You know, part of me wants to say every generation has gone, oh, these fucking kids these days.
Yeah.
But this time, it actually seems like there's a reversal.
Mm.
You know, children, kids, are even adults that are my age are arguably less knowledgeable than their parents in general.
I agree.
Because, you know, schools are useless. You don't actually learn anything in school. When I was in school, you barely learned anything. You even then you had to be like self.
Yeah.
Directed. Well, in order to actually learn something.
You look at like the 8th grade civics test from 1920.
Oh yeah.
And we would have a hard time passing it, and we're plugged in and interested and
right.
Paying attention to this stuff.
We know who the vice president's name is and shit.
Right, right.
You know.
And when you look at someone and I don't hate to pick on her, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is it.
Oh, you don't hate to pick on her?
Oh, I don't. I'd like to be the bigger person, but I'm a small pet.
Yeah. You know, plus some things just need to be, you know, picked up.
She has a degree in economics from Boston University, where she graduated with honors. And she was proud of the fact that the Amazon deal fell through, because the $3 billion in tax cut could now be applied to help people out. She didn't even get the fundamental concept that what they were offering to Amazon was a rebate on taxes they would be paying. This was not $3 billion in cash money sitting in a truck somewhere.
Right.
This was, your bill will be, instead of being $20 billion, it'll be $17
billion. Right.
She thought that there was just, they were going to hand them $3 billion. Here you go. Here's $3 billion.
Oh, yeah. She literally said that money can be used on, like, schools, right, or, you know, whatever. You know,
paying more teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I think
with honors means, like, she had good attendance or something.
Yeah. And you, when you think, I mean, this is BU. This is a reasonable, I saw somebody, you know, oh, I take offense to people picking on AOC because she worked as a bartender. At least she was working. It's not that she was working as a bartender. It's the fact that she has an advanced degree from a prestigious university, and that's all she can do?
Well, yeah, she didn't get a degree in women's studies or something like that, which is what most baristas have, you know.
She has a degree in economics, and she lives in New York City.
Yeah.
It's also not like there aren't jobs dealing with economics in New York City.
Also, you know, she talks about being, you know, a poor kid from the Bronx.
But oh, please.
The tuition at Boston University.
Oh, yeah.
$72,000 a year.
What? Oh, my God.
Yep. That is tuition, room and board fees, and all that kind of stuff. $72,000.
You can't tell me that girl got a scholarship. I'm sorry.
Living in Boston ain't cheap. Well, she may have, Brita.
Because she's brown?
Who knows? But still.
Well, and of course, there's also the white people get houses. Yeah. Let's devolve into the 2-minute hate on the ocean.
Where's my house?
Where's my fucking...
Also, she said that while using the condo that her parents gave her as her supposed address back in her district, which she doesn't actually live in anyway.
The condo that no one has ever seen her enter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so, that puts the district that she ran in. So, again, just repeatedly coming out with these things. And this is a college graduate. Now, some of them, I'm certain, is rhetoric. It's incendiary. It's meant to inflame the, you know, it's basically what we saw under Barack Obama. You were inflaming racial tensions.
Yeah,
for their own self-aggrandizement. You know, to give something, you know, that we can say, well, things aren't as good as people like to think. There's still this whole. Yeah.
But like Obama. You remember when Obama would go off script and it was obvious that he went off script when he wasn't reading the teleprompter? Mm-hmm. You know, it was teleprompter Obama was a completely different person from off the cuff Obama.
It was 57 states Obama.
Right.
Versus teleprompter.
And AOC is exactly the same. When she's reading from stuff that her handlers wrote for her, she's completely different from when she's like surprised by something or, you know, has to, you know, think extemporaneously. She literally can't do it.
Right. It ain't happening, chief, as my son says.
So, yeah. You know, somebody, I heard somebody the other day, and you've heard, I'm sure everybody's heard this several times that, you know, oh, a college degree is the new high school degree. And I kind of want to go bullshit because, you know, back in the 50s, a high school degree was, if you graduated high school with a high school degree, you were a lot more knowledgeable and capable than your average college graduate today.
Yep. And then they made high school so worthless that you had to have college. And they're actively working to make college so useless that you're going to have an advanced degree.
Yeah, the college degree thing was ridiculous. You know, it's like, you know, everybody's heard my college degree rant, you know, the whole.
Yes, we have.
Wow.
You know, well, I mean, the whole, you know, they looked at they said, oh, people with college degrees make more money. Yeah. Therefore, we need to send everyone to college. And no, it doesn't work that way.
Right, right.
You know, all they've managed to do is devalue a college degree to where it's basically worthless now. And yet, it costs 20 times as much to get one. And people are going into debt slavery. You know, that's the real crime. They're taking these kids that do not belong in college at all. And they're admitting them to college. The colleges are completely complicit in this because they get the money. They're admitting them. They're admitting them to college, knowing they will not pass. They will not complete their degree. They will not.
You shall not pass.
It would be bad enough if these people graduated with a huge load of debt, but they don't even graduate, and they've got this huge load of debt, which cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. It is criminal. And the colleges are absolutely complicit in it.
Well, but it's not the college's fault. It's the bank's fault. I think that's my personal favorite. We should be angry at the banks for giving them loans.
Mm.
Like, on what planet does this make sense?
Yeah.
You know, like, Citibank is going to college campuses and attacking kids, you know, pointing guns at kids saying, sign this or I kill you.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not. We've made the college degree the be all end all when it absolutely is not. You know, the fact is, if you know how to weld, you're way better off than the kid that has a degree in advanced women's studies.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
I know that you did for a very long time, but do you use your degree now?
Oh, God, no.
See?
Not even close.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, I kind of do. I kind of do, but only, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dork. I mean, my degree's in economics, so, you know, that applies to almost everything. So, but you know, there's. Okay, so the other big mistake I make, and this is that weird thing that humans do where they look at something that happened and think that it could happen to them. So they look at the guys that like got an NFL contract or an NBA contract. Yeah, I can do that. Or, you know, or they look at Bill Gates and they go, well, Bill Gates didn't graduate from college, and you know, dude, you are not Bill Gates. You know, I mean, it's
LeBron James didn't go to college.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're not LeBron James, you know. But people do that with the lottery too. They like, oh, well, you know, look at this guy, he won the lottery, I'm gonna play the lottery and win. And I'm like, no, you're not. Well, how do you know? Because I can do math and you're not gonna win. I
mean, after our 500 billion to one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like humans are really bad at statistical analysis for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I think it's we're really good at rationalization.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, really it's good. Well, I know what the odds are, 1 in 500 million, but what if I'm that million?
Yeah. You know, go to Vegas and play Keno. The odds are better.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Or you can go to college and go $300,000 in debt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, if anybody's listening to this that's thinking about going to college, I have two things to say. One, do not go if you have to incur debt to do it. Because even these days, even if you want to be a doctor, odds are you will not make enough money to adequately pay off the costs of borrowing money to go to medical school. Doctors are getting paid less all the time, and not everybody's going to be a rock star surgeon that makes, you know, millions of dollars. Odds are you're going to be a GP somewhere making, you know, seeing Medicare patients and making, you know, $20 an hour. I mean, that's just how it works. So, you know, if you can't pay for the degree out of pocket, don't go. If you're not getting a degree in something that requires a degree, like engineering, you know, something like
See,
that.
See, but That's the thing. There are certain careers that if you don't have the degree, you cannot.
Right. Right. Do that.
Cannot go certain part. Well, I'm a librarian, right? And yeah. I kick ass at my job. I'm really good at my job. I don't have a master's in library science.
Yep.
So I'm not technically a librarian. Therefore, the library Nazis make it so that I cannot advance and get like the higher salary.
Yeah.
So in order to become the real librarian and get the real librarian, you know, degree and salary, you know, I have to go and spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Just completely ignore the fact that you can do the job better than anybody that ever.
Of course I can.
From
of course I can.
At MLS.
Because yeah. I'm not an idiot, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, they used to do stuff.
But that's part of the whole, like, you know.
Yeah. The
education scam, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And it is a scam. I mean, okay, so here's the thing. If you want to be a lawyer. Back in the old days, if you wanted to be a lawyer, you went to work for a lawyer somewhere and you basically did like an apprenticeship thing and you learned how to be a lawyer and you know, if your state required a bar exam, which none did, you know, you took that or otherwise you just hung out your shingle and said, I'm a lawyer. And that's what people did. You know, this whole, you know, requiring.
That's government. Basically how I feel like I learned how to do my job is I learned how to be a librarian from women who were excellent librarians.
And that should be a completely valid way to do it.
Yeah.
So many jobs do not require a degree or advanced degree or anything like that. You know, I mean, imagine going back to 1850. And telling librarians, oh, I'm sorry, you can't do this job unless you have a master's in library science. They'd look at you and go, what?
Yeah.
I need a what for a what? What is that? Didn't exist. And yet, there were some great libraries back then.
Sure. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, really.
You know, the job I do, technically does not need a degree. It needs a degree because I wouldn't have gotten hired unless I had one. But at the same time, the degree could have been in any, literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. So anyway.
Anyway.
Go
learn to weld.
Yeah.
Go learn... Seriously, learn a skill because, you know, there's a lot of rich ass plumbers and welders out there.
Yep. Learn how to hook wires up.
Yeah. I know, you know,
an electrician.
Learn how, you know, take a few business classes, learn how to run a business.
Yep. Hey, Alan.
Yes.
Before we end the show,
mm-hmm.
What's going on in Texas?
What do you mean?
Because I just read a headline that one of your Texas state legislators is introducing a bill that would fine men $100 each time they masturbate.
What?
What is happening?
Where is this?
It says Representative Jessica Farrar knows her bill isn't going to get very far, but she proposed it last week to make a point. I'm not sure what point exactly she's making. Says Texas. Texas state lawmaker, Jessica Farrar. She's an avid abortion rights activist.
So first off, Houston Democrat, which means she's an idiot. second off.
Isn't that the Sheila Jackson Lee?
Yeah, same stupid thing. Every elected official in Houston is a fucking moron. Because it's all Houston, you know. Houston's the whole city's just a bunch of fucking morons. So first off, you can't it's too late. It's too late to introduce the Texas Senate and House only meets once every other year. And right. It is too late to introduce a bill for this legislative session. So this is just a PR move.
Of course it is.
And it's stupid.
Okay. I don't know what it has anything to do with abortion rights or.
Because women, these pro-abortion women are stuck in some bizarro land where they equate, you know, having an abortion with a man spilling his seed without procreating.
Hmm.
It's, you know, forget the whole thing about women having periods and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because that doesn't matter.
That you should be able to have abortion on demand and someone else pay for it.
Right.
Otherwise, you're controlling women's body. Handmaid's Tale, Trump's America.
Right. Yeah. So what they're trying to do is create a moral equivalency between the quote right to have an abortion at any time up until after the baby is born.
Right. Right. Up until the kid's like 18. Right. You know, they're 17. Not a problem.
Well, no, because after, you know, up until, you know, maybe 16. Wait, after that, they need to be voting Democrat.
Right. They need to vote at 16, because if there's anyone whose political acumen I look for, it's a 16.
Yeah. Can't. We're going to raise the age to buy a gun to 21. The drinking age is already 21. You can't carry it concealed until you're 21, but goddamn, you can vote at 16.
At 16.
That makes perfect sense.
You can't write in cursive or read a fucking analog clock, but damn it, vote.
Or sign it, or you're actually not even legally competent to sign a contract. You cannot.
No.
The judge, you're not considered an adult in any state anywhere at 16. And yet, oh yes, here, vote. What a brilliant idea.
Right. Because they know that they're very easily led, and they will overwhelmingly vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like Bernie Sanders going, everyone should get free college. Bernie Sanders, who lost a fucking fight with a shower door, but, you know, he's perfectly competent to be our president.
Oh, man.
I'm just curious which one of his three houses he was in when he walked into the shower door.
Well, you know, the shower door thing is suspicious, because, you know, Harry Reid
had
the shower door incident as well.
I wonder if
people speculate that it was not a shower door that beat up Harry Reid.
You know, that was the old excuse for battered women. You know, throughout history.
Fell down the stairs,
ran into a doorknob. You know, what were you doing on your knees? The doorknob.
Are you saying Bernie Sanders is a battered man?
I don't know, but, you know, if the foo shits, you know? I mean,
some of the people that worked at the college his wife killed because of her sweet deals with using his name might have, you know, caught up with him.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's very suspicious that, you know, all these people are like running into doors and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Hillary Clinton had a number of things. Yeah.
So if somebody, you know, if a woman shows up at the hospital with a black eye and tells the doctor, oh yes, I ran into a shower door, what's he going to do? Is he going to, oh yeah, I believe you. Or is he going to be like, you need to call the cops and report that guy.
Who runs into shower doors though?
Exactly. Nobody. It's the oldest bullshit excuse for getting the shit beat out of you there ever was.
Oh man, I would have paid money to see that.
see Bernie get the shit beat out of you. I just want to know who did it.
Oh, I'm sure it was an accident.
Was it his wife?
He legitimately ran into a shower door, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. You know, I'm at the point where if a Democrat says something, I just assume they're lying because, you know.
Well, that's true.
They are. That's what they do.
You know what I bet? What? I bet Bernie Sanders got too close to Beto working out. And he got he took a whip to the head. That's what it was. I'm telling you.
Even, you know, I watched that video and it looked like even Beto was kind of like laughing about how much he sucked.
Oh, yeah. He was doing that hurt kind of, you know, I know I
look
suck
at me lifting the weights.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it still does not top that video of Obama lifting weights.
Yeah. Or Obama shooting a shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It was very clearly photoshopped.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, no, no. I do not hate all guns. Look, here's a doctored photograph of me touching a $10,000 shotgun.
Yeah. All right. Hey, yeah. Look at the time.
Hey, 9:06.
I think we've given full measure.
Okay. The cat is going to start yelling here in a minute.
Oh, man. Let's wait.
It's time.
I want to hear it.
Tig! Mike is going in to do the dish.
Now you won't do it.
He'll do it. So I think this Sunday we can do another Firefly.
Great.
I'm not sure what episode we're on, but we'll watch one of them.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And we have another show next week. And then the week after that, we're taking the week off.
That's right.
Because Brita is going to be on vacation.
Oh, awesome. We'll enjoy your vacation.
Stuff in her face full of brisket.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
There he is.
Drink.
So we had Una and Tig on this episode.
Yeah, wow.
I think you have to chug a beer for that one.
Anyway, good night, everybody.
All right.
All right.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.